This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin today not with a bang, but with a whimper, the apparent last gasp of a once iconic American company. And if you think I'm being hyperbolic here, it's not me, it's them. Sears said this in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission this week, quote, "Our historical operating results indicate substantial doubt exists related to the company's ability to continue as a going concern," end of quote. That's a very specific phrase there, going concern, with a specific meaning. In a nutshell, if you're not one, if you're not a going concern, the end may well be nigh. So with Sears having lost $2 billion last year and having been, shall we say, troubled for far, far longer than that, where might hope lie? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra starts us off.
Sears has a basic accounting problem. The company has a lot of bills, pensions, taxes, salaries, but with store sales down more than 7% last year, it may run out of cash. James O'Rourke, who teaches at the University of Notre Dame, says that could happen soon.
I would suspect that within 90 to 120 days, they will reach a point at which they can't make payroll and they cannot pay their most basic bills.
In that worst-case scenario, you'd probably see Sears file for bankruptcy. The company's disclosure that it has doubts about its future makes that seem inevitable. But Robert Roston from Training the Street, which provides financial education to bankers, says the reaction to the announcement is overblown.
There's concern here, but it's nothing today that didn't exist yesterday.
He says the Sears disclosure is the result of an accounting rule that just went into effect. It requires a company to report if it thinks its future might be in peril during the next year. He says we should see this statement as the company saying, bankruptcy is a possibility.
But bankruptcy is not something we're planning for. We're planning on turning this around.
That would probably mean selling off assets to pay down debt. Greg Portell at A.T. Kearney says that's not a long-term solution for Sears.
Even if they're able to find more assets to sell or find more creative financing, they still don't have a revenue and a cash engine to turn the ship around.
He says a real turnaround would mean getting customers back into stores. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.